definitely human.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Efficiency and aplomb, our heroes have dispatched Dylan, who so egregiously abandoned the principles of etiquette. To inaccurately accuse their host of vampirism is rude enough, but soaking a hospitable man in holy water would get you thrown out of even the roughest Docklands tavern. As they survey the remnants of a promising dinner party, Abstinence bravely salvages what nourishment she can. Enchantment! Ideology! Pax Fortuna! When summoned before the magistrate, part two.
My gods, is he dead?
I just want to be really close to the blood, so I'm like bandaging the foot up, and then, you know, as I'm doing it, I'm sort of like licking the blood off my hands and then like continuing to bandage.
Lord Jasper watches you and says, my dear, I can't help but notice you are drinking the blood of this man.
Oh, not really drinking. I mean, it's kind of like gives me a little bit of energy, a little bit of pep.
So it is true then?
What's true?
You are a vampire.
No. I don't know what Dylan is on, but I am not a vampire.
Oh, I see.
Looks over askance to the others.
You guys know I'm not a vampire?
Abstinence. Obviously, if you say you're not a vampire, then you're not a vampire. But you know that
exactly.
If you were a vampire, that would be okay with us, right?
Yes, of course. There are many superstitious folk around, but I harbor no ill will towards the vampire.
I just feel like there's no way I can be. I'm not like sleeping in a coffin each night.
It would explain quite a bit.
It would explain you drinking blood. It would explain that.
There is that.
That's just what humans do.
I agree, yes. It seems like a perfectly normal human thing.
Alfonso, you're a human. We don't drink blood.
As a human, I can attest I have never
met a human who
blood.
Drank blood.
Indeed, it's not common.
You're not from Fortuna, though.
No, I'm from Mortheim.
I have visited Mortheim, my dear, and I assure you, the common folk do not drink blood.
Well, I just thought that's how we did it back then. All my family have done the same. I grew up this way.
I'm in the corner of the room, sort of away from where all of this is happening, just nursing my wound. I'm going to try and heal myself.
Cool. Do you have a way that you want to do that? Do you have anything particular?
The way that I've always done it is I'll just have some bits of mud and herbs and stuff that I'm just going to like stick on the wound and hope that does the job.
Please roll then a medicine check at disadvantage.
3.
Well, the mud packs in very neatly into this cut and the herbs sting a little. Please roll a d4 to see how much damage you deal to yourself.
3.
You deal 3 points of temporary damage to yourself by rubbing mud into your blood.
And I'm like, yes, yes, much better now.
Can I go up to Selwyn and kind of put a hand on his shoulder and say, Selwyn, I can't help.
Yes?
I don't mean to pry. But
pry away? I'm a very open individual.
Well, the mud that you've just shoved into your wound seems yes. very unsanitary.
I tap my nose. Orc medicine.
Okay, is it though? The wound that you just packed the mud into looks quite red and a bit raw.
Yes, it's very painful. I did get stabbed a bit.
You did.
But what can you do? Medicine can only go so far.
Well, I have some access to some healing magic if you'd...
Oh, healing magic.
If you'd like that.
I would love that, mostly just for the experience, because I met a man who, I met a dwarf, could do healing magic, but he never got round to it.
Oh, really?
Yes. So just to feel what it's like, it looks quite pleasant. Yes, I'd love that.
I don't know if pleasant's the word for it, but can I summon over PM17, please?
Yes, you can. In the background, Lord Jasper has summoned his own undead servants to kind of clear the tables. PM17 comes in.
I would like to, put one hand on PM17 and then my other hand over the wound and sort of drain some of the remaining life energy from PM17 and funnel it into Selwyn to try and heal him.
Okay, yes, you use your arms as a conduit for the life force leaving PM17. Please roll D8, see how much you heal.
3.
So you've broken even out of this. And PM17... Wait, are you keeping track of his hit points?
Yes. I have 8, he has 12.
Oh, I'm very impressed. That's not at all like I thought it would be. Totally different to dwarf magic.
Well, I'm pleased to help. You know, this is how we do things. This is how we help people. You know, can't do it a lot, so hopefully not too many more stabbings will take place.
Beam at you and say, Alfonso. And I clap you on the shoulder. Thank you.
I sort of wince at the meaty hand on my back. And my pleasure, Selwyn, my pleasure.
Lord Jasper beckons his undead servants over and instructs them, please take young Dylan to his chamber and please restrain him so that we will have no more unpleasantness.
What's a vampire?
I'm not sure.
Well, there are lots of conflicting stories, aren't there? I heard stories of, in exotic parts, not necessarily Mordheim, aristocrats living in castles, drinking the blood of peasants, that sort of thing.
But we live in a castle back in Mordheim.
There you go. You know, and in the old days, maybe I would have tried to vanquish you, but everything's changed. We're all monsters now, you know.
Well, speak for yourself.
Okay, well, some of us are monsters.
That's better. I don't think you're a monster, Victor.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
You should have more confidence. You're a very strong man.
Thanks. Thank you.
In many ways, that's all that really matters.
I suppose that's right, yes.
Especially for our line of work.
I do have a massive sword at the end of the day.
You do? What else? It's a lovely sword. And I've got an axe.
It's a great axe.
Thank you. I've got a name for it. Do you have a name for your sword?
No, I don't have a name for the sword.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have a name.
What's the axe called?
You've got to have a name. Well, I was thinking, so I've got this axe. And what does an axe do when you think about it?
It cuts things?
Chops things.
Chops things.
Yes. It's sort of a chopping motion, but then I thought, hang on, everyone will thought of that. So the divider is what I went with, because it's sort of the same, but it's got a little personality.
That's badass.
I don't have a name for the shield, though. It's just an old bit of wood that I found on the beach.
Well, we're getting a little bit off track.
Well, thank you for protecting me, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Whatever that guy threw really stung my hand.
Yeah, can I investigate? I guess he said he had like a vial of water or something. Can I look at the vial and see if it is actually water, whether it's like some form of acid or something?
Yes, please roll an arcana check. Advantage, you have a skill, right?
I do indeed. I'm used to chemicals. 8.
8. It is water. You can tell it has some kind of aura around it. Dylan said it had been blessed by Father Cranley. That seems to check out.
And I suppose, Lord Jasper, if it was acid, I mean, how are you feeling since,
unfortunately? I am unfortunately wet, but it's nothing I haven't had before. Don't worry.
Lots of water thrown on you at dinner parties, is it?
Well, as the young man was saying, there have been rumors about me. You will understand that... living as I do, people become suspicious.
Mm. Yeah, well, it seems to be water, admittedly with some form of aura around it. But
you can see him sucking the water off his beard.
Oh. What does that sound like? Thanks. Thank you.
That's what it sounds like.
Like a hamster in a cage.
Well, I'm so sorry for this terrible turn of events. I only have guests once every 10 years, and I regret how this has turned out.
It's quite all right. A bit of excitement. It was fun in a way.
Yeah.
Lord Jasper, I must apologize for making a mark on your table. I feel just awful and for, you know, getting blood everywhere. If there's anything I could do to help, please let me know.
Don't apologize for getting blood everywhere.
That's abstinence.
That's right, because you like blood, don't you? Yeah.
Love it.
So no matter, no matter. The staff will clean it up.
You're very understanding. Thank you for your hospitality.
Well, perhaps I can make it up to you somehow. Yes, yes, perhaps I can. Please follow me. I would like to show you something.
And he leads you towards the back of the house and unlocks a door in the furthest part of the house on the ground floor, which swings open to reveal a library. Even though he keeps it locked, and you can't be sure why, seeing as he's the only person here, it looks like he must spend a lot of time here. The carpet is more worn than outside, and there are even now small candle lamps throughout the room.
Ooh, books. Great.
Ooh, books. Great.
Bookshelves reach to the ceiling, and they are old, dusty tomes. They don't seem to be organized in any particular way. As he leads you into the center of a library, there is, on a pedestal, you can see something beneath a small glass dome.
This is an object of my own invention. You see, not all of the rumors are false. I dabble in magic, and beneath this dome,
he lifts it up and takes out what looks to be a deck of cards,
is a very special deck. I use this as a sort of a safe, if you will.
It's a fairly plain-looking deck of cards. The backs are brown. It fits neatly in the palm of his hand.
Only I may draw from the deck, and as such, I keep my more priceless possessions safe. You see, this deck has within it other items.
How?
Well, I can imbue each card with an object. And so by drawing the card, it summons that object back into being.
Incredible.
Can you choose a specific card? Or is it chance?
It's chance, I'm afraid. But all the better to keep my treasures safe.
Absolutely. Wow. Sounds amazing.
Thank you. I came up with it myself.
So it's sort of like pockets.
Yes.
I've got a lot of pockets already. I mean, it doesn't seem like the sort of thing that's that hard to come by.
Is it mostly mud and oranges you're keeping in your deck of card pockets?
No. I, of course, could keep 1,000 oranges in this deck, but it is
1,000 oranges? Now I'm impressed. Well, all right. I kind of should have led with that, really, but...
In way of making it up to you, abstinence, I will present you with a gift.
That's really too kind, Lord Jasper.
I will draw from the deck and you may keep whatever it is that emerges.
Okay. Is it like pick a card, any card? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he holds the deck and invites you to take a card off the top.
Okay, I take the card.
Could you roll a d20, please?
Put it all on black.
Yeah. 17.
You take the card and you look at it. It appears blank. There's nothing on the face of it. But then you see it start to fizz from the top edge. And then in a shower of embers, it disintegrates from the top to the bottom. And
wow.
On the pedestal, you see what appears to be a monocle.
Is that a monocle?
Lord Jasper indicates it and says, ah, this. This was a gift a very long time ago from a lady, as it happens.
Okay.
It's going to look very fancy in it. That's lovely. Thank you so much.
He hands it to you, Absence, and says,
this monocle is enchanted. If you look through it, it will translate any written language.
Oh, wow. That is useful. Thank you so much. Selwyn, why don't you write something down?
Oh, right. In my native language. Okay.
There is a desk nearby, one of the armchairs with a writing paper and a quill on it.
All right.
I'm sort of scanning the desk looking for something to write with.
You can use the feather.
Oh, right. Thank you, Alfonso. I take the feather and I just scrunch it in my fist and then just sort of...
Stab at the paper.
I stab at the paper and like make some sort of etchings. It looks almost like chicken scratchings or something.
There you go. And I slide the piece of paper over to you, smiling, and say, it's my favorite thing in the whole world.
I pick up the paper and I look through the monocle. Gold!
Yes! Gold! I love gold!
Jasper is delighted and gives a little applause.
Fantastic! Also, I can write you letters now.
Yes! I look forward to receiving your letters, Selwyn.
Well, we'll see.
That'll mostly be about gold.
I'm very busy.
A most generous gift.
Thank you so much. I pop it in my top pocket.
You are very welcome, my dear.
Got any books on vampires in here?
I'm sure there must be something around here.
There must be thousands of books in here.
He calls one of his undead servants into the library and whispers into his ear. And then the servant goes looking. He starts at one end of a library. And Jasper says, I'm sure something will turn up by the morning. I unfortunately do not keep this library very well organized. I've read most of what's in here, but I've forgotten all of it, pretty much. But that's why you keep the books, right? So you don't have to remember.
Absolutely.
I mean, I personally didn't finish all of my dinner. Is there any food left?
Yes, I'm sure the dining room should be cleared up now. We can go back in and finish our meal.
Well, when you go in, there is another new duck.
Oh,
wow.
Same dish again.
Fantastic.
Okay, used to this. It's just been replenished. Yeah. He's a very rich man.
My hero. Lord Jasper, are the undead preparing food for us as well? Or do you have a
chef?
Back
I then? Have no living servants here.
And they're able to follow complex commands.
Well, it takes a long time to instruct them. You have to walk them through stage by stage the cooking of a meal. But then you can envelop that set of commands in another. And then you give them the command and they will carry out that task.
And I suppose because they last so long,
yes,
they're able to learn
over
as it were.
15 years, I have taught them much.
Well, the undead I work with, obviously, unfortunately, due to their fast expiry date, they are only able to
follow
the most basic.
My boy.
Oils.
It's all in the oils.
Do you have a recipe or something for these oils?
Well, I use pork fat.
Really?
Very easy to obtain, closest to human oil as well.
I suppose the only risk of that, of going through Fortuna with undead covered in pork oil, is all the animals that will quickly attract. I suppose that's one of the benefits of living inside a
indeed,
a
house. Yes. Remember to massage it deep into their flesh.
I'll keep this in mind. Thank
Don't
you very
be
much.
Shy, boy. They have no minds. They cannot judge you.
Jasper, I shall take this under advisement. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're quite welcome.
You don't have any monarchist leanings, do you, Lord Jasper?
Well, I regret the passing of the monarchy.
Aha, good.
Yes,
of course you do. You seem like a sensible man. Very
Although
intelligent.
Our current system is a noble experiment, I think perhaps it is time to admit that it has failed.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Alfonso.
I drink deeply my wine and sink into my chair.
Things were more ordered in the old days.
Yes,
and
weren't they? And there was more jousting. Way more jousting.
Indeed. Well, I've only seen jousting in other countries. I can't say I was much taken with it myself, but assuredly, commerce comes with its own problems. I see no reason why we should be ruled by the tyranny of the market rather than by
the tyranny of a man, yes, of course.
Well, a leader may be benevolent, whereas the market
if they're not,
cannot.
It doesn't matter. God put them there. It's how it's meant to be, you know.
Well, I am not a religious man, but I see that you agree with my thoughts.
So I don't suppose you've made any moves in that direction. Is there a much political will in Fortuna to restore the old order?
Unfortunately, in Fortuna, they are already quite set in their ways. They have adopted this new dogma with great verve.
Well, that's fine. People change their minds all the time, don't they?
I regret that it may be too late for Fortuna.
I've been looking through genealogy mm-hmm. books in the Fortuna Library, and I have not had any luck finding out what happened to the old royal bloodline.
After the fall of old Fortuna, unfortunately, most of the records were burned. Indeed, there is very little information on what even happened.
Okay, well, thank you for
regardless, I do not think
help.
The public would accept a monarch anymore.
Well, you haven't been outside in public in a long time, have you?
But I hear more than most people see. Mm. I'm afraid for any revolution, as it were, it may be necessary to entirely start again.
Entirely start again by burning the city down? I mean, it does seem to be quite effective, just burning things down.
Burning things down, yes. We did with that big house.
Yeah.
We burned the kitchen and the fire spread so fast and it really got the job done. Everyone else was running around and oh no.
Metaphorically, Selwyn speaking metaphorically, yes.
Well, I share his enthusiasm. perhaps something more drastic is needed.
This purely hypothetical, entirely hypothetical coup you're perhaps talking about would put me and mine very much out of work.
He gives a croaky chuckle and says, "Oh, young Alfonso, there will be a place for you. Don't worry.
Will you there, are
a hardworking man, and I'm sure that will be valued."
But my pension? I've been working on that for years.
I don't really care either way, to be honest, as long as there's somebody giving me gold of some kind.
Lord Jasper yawns and says, "I'm sorry, my esteemed guests, I think it is time for me to retire. I will see you in the morning."
See you in the morning, Lord Jasper. Thank you for tonight.
Yes, good night.
He walks slowly out the door and beckons to his servants to come and start clearing the tables.
Do you all think he was implying that he's genuinely up to something?
I don't feel like he could have made it more clear, really.
Okay, just checking. You know, I thought it might be wishful thinking on my part. That's great. Somebody else is conspiring to overthrow Fortuna. That's fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you found someone who shares in your sentiments. I'm not convinced myself.
It can't be worse than it is now.
I don't know. I do like the way it is now. And I don't think I've been anywhere that has a monarch. Is it good? Is it quite good?
It's amazing. It's so good.
But then abstinence, you had one and you ran away from there, didn't you?
Yeah, very boring. The endless parties.
Yes, the endless parties, the pageantry.
Same tired conversations. I much prefer being in Fortuna, where there's this vibrant mix of people and we're always getting up
you
to...
You can always have a vibrant mix of people in any kind of society. It's all about making your own fun, but doing it in a way that God would approve of.
But what if your God-approved monarch is malicious, perhaps, towards the people?
Well, then you just deal with it, don't you? You just live with the chips you've been dealt by fate. It's not... You have to understand, it's not for us, it's not for the bulk of humanity to decide what happens. It's for a few very specific people.
Yeah. Ordained by God.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if I'm totally on board with that way of thinking, Victor. I think it's probably lucky that you're just a big bit of empty metal. I think that's probably for the best. No offense. Anyway, good night.
Before I go to bed, can I quickly try and heal up PM17 after draining his essence earlier?
Yes, please roll the d4 to see how much you heal him.
One.
You heal him by one. He looks slightly more perky than he did before. Okay. At night, there's no sounds coming from the rest of the house. The undead servants are fairly quiet if they're doing anything. The music has stopped. You're not sure when it stopped, and you sink into a deep sleep.
I'm just lying flat on top of the bed.
Okay.
I'm lying on the floor.
You're lying on the floor?
Yeah, right in the bed. Bed's a bit too soft for me.
I'm very much under the covers, nice and warm. And you're hanging from the ceiling.
Upside down. Well, Victor, could you please make a perception check?
Two.
You have a very restful sleep.
Good.
And notice nothing out of the ordinary.
I'm having very nice dreams about the future.
Yes. Alfonso, could you make a perception check while you sleep?
19.
You hear some sounds of movement in the room to your left, and maybe something else happening down in the corridor as well.
Okay.
Abstinence, could you make a perception check?
3.
You notice nothing. You have a very good sleep. 7, could you make a perception check?
15.
You awake. You're not sure when it is. You drowsily rub your eyes and slowly come to your senses, and you notice there is at least one person in your room.
I get up and greet them. Hello.
You see two of the undead servants standing next to the door. They approach you, and please make a strength check.
Oh. 8.
One of the undead servants claps his hand over your mouth, a big meaty paw that is actually quite supple and oily.
Well, moisturized.
Yeah, it's not oily that it gives off oil, but you can tell it's been well looked after. Almost a manicured hand. And the other grabs your arms from behind and marches you out of the room.
Okay, I suppose I'll get up out of bed and quickly kind of hastily get dressed to a degree. You know, sleeping my underclothes or whatever.
Yeah.
And
okay. The commotion, by the time you've got dressed, you hear nothing anymore.
Okay. And I want to open the door and peek out the corridor. Do I see anything?
There is one undead servant walking down the corridor with what looks like a tiny vial. It seems to be glowing blue. There's some very light, translucent blue cloud in that vial.
And so you said I could hear sounds both in the corridor and in the room opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go into the room where I heard the noise coming from then.
From Victor's room?
Yeah, that was Victor's room.
Okay, so you go into Victor's room and see him lying there on the bed. His visor is open,
okay,
but you do see him inside there. It's glowing blue.
Can I shake Victor? Victor, are you okay?
Oh, yes. Is it time to get up? What's going on?
You feel a little lethargic.
I feel a little lethargic. Can I, 5 more minutes? Is that all right?
I was
having a really nice dream.
I heard a bit of a noise in here. Are you?
I'm fine. I mean, the only noise in here is you. Alfonso, what are you doing? Go back to bed.
But I heard okay. Maybe I'll check on the others. I saw some of the servants doing something strange.
Really?
Maybe I'll check on the others. You be prepared.
Okay. Well, if the servants are sneaking around being strange, then maybe we should go and investigate.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll follow Alfonso.
As you both leave the room, you notice that Selwyn's door is open.
I guess we'd like to poke our heads in and see if Selwyn's okay.
Selwyn, you okay?
You see soil on the floor and the bed is empty. Selwyn, you are taken downstairs to where the ground floor is, but then through a previously locked door, you are taken down a set of stone steps into what looks like a basement.
Okay.
Down here, you find Lord Jasper holding a lantern next to a table and some kind of apparatus on it. The undead servants then restrain you on the table. And he says, "Ah, my boy, I'm so sorry to have to do this with you conscious."
It is a paradox much remarked on by tourists that while Fortuna does not respect aristocratic status, it has a greater density of lords and titles than anywhere else in the world. Of course, our titles are not passed on, but are distributed solely according to merit. So, while a lord of Mortheim will have done nothing to deserve the reign they enjoy, a lord of Fortuna will undoubtedly be a person of ability and value, trustworthy and beyond reproach. You've been listening to When Summoned Before the Magistrate, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, Harry May as Alfonso Boyo, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, and Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.